Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Vacancy across Oakland's crop of downtown office high-rises was at an all-time high of 30.2% late last year. Meantime, several storefronts of varying sizes in the city's business district have been empty for years. The lack of activity in the streets during weekday business hours is putting pressure on the city's merchants and is compounded by worsening perceptions around safety. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, this is a story, if you moved it a few miles west, it would sound like San Francisco.
It would, but there's a pretty big difference between driving through downtown San Francisco and driving through downtown Oakland. Do you recall the last time you drove through downtown Oakland?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, I think a lot of people have the same answer. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, San Francisco, you know, is big. You know, we have big stores, you know, big high rises, big tech, big banks, and big Salesforce towers, and big. Oakland has always been sort of, you know, the overflow city and more edgy and likes to think of itself in smaller portions. But that's paying a price for that. What we had is a downtown that was vibrant for a while, being edgy with a lot of arts and small restaurants and new residential buildings and condos going in, and people living the Oakland hip lifestyle. It was on movies. It was all across the country. Then came the George Floyd demonstrations, the violence and such in the streets. A lot of the storefronts boarded themselves up, and they got covered with some very clever graffiti, so it still looked edgy. Now you drive through, and it just looks bad. I mean, it just looks bad. We have empty storefront after empty storefront. The residencies aren't moving the way they used to. Hotels occupancy is down, way down below even San Francisco levels. And just basically, it's just really stuck. It's a scary bit of ghost town down there where employees are advising their workers not to even go out for lunch. And it's having an economic impact as well.
We're going to get a new police chief there later today. Do you think he'll solve the problems?
No, because it goes further than that, Margie. What we have here is some of the big office developers, they are turning their keys back over to the banks. They're saying, you know, we can't make a go of it. And we have also Oakland itself. It's interesting, just this past week or so, they released a plan they'd been working on for 10 years to revitalize the downtown, with entire economic zones, with more culture, with more arts, with more residences, more of everything. But at the same time, they just got a budget report that said in the next 2 years, they're going to be facing a $177 million deficit. So the new police chief is going to have less money available for new cops and everything else. The same across the board for all new plans. Oakland has always been sort of on the edge and just ready to make it over the top and get up there with San Francisco and San Jose. But just like the Raiders and the A's and the Warriors, every time they seem to have something going, it pulls out and it looks like it's happened again.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.